From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Serbs say they are overwhelmed after Hungary closed a key border crossing. Serbia's foreign minister says his nation is no longer able to handle the influx of migrants. Ivica Dacic declared that his country is not a collection center for refugees. Hungary has declared a state of emergency in two southern counties bordering Serbia and has arrested dozens of migrants and refugees. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Clinging to the iron gates that have sealed the border crossing, the refugees chant, "Let us in, no food, no water, and Europe, shame." Blocking their path is a razor wire fence and beyond lines of Hungarian police. The main highway from Serbia to Hungary has been turned overnight into a fortified front line. The migrants are marooned in Serbia, unsure of where to go and what to do. Henry Ridgewell on the Hungarian-Serbian border.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russian military aid to Syria could serve to make the conflict there worse. Kerry spoke Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest repeated the U.S. position that Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is what he called a losing bet. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous rights violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systemic, and well-coordinated. Investigators say they were told of multiple cases of suspects being arbitrarily arrested and held in degrading conditions. This is